We're going to go ahead and reconvene. It is 12 p.m. We're going to go to item number 22, which is consideration and possible approval of the second reading for general business license for Brandy Dixon Massage Therapeutic Services, P.O. Box 537, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440, Sheriff's Office.
We have completed the application on, or the background on this applicant, and nothing in the background that would prohibit them from getting a license, as indicated in the agenda item. It's a massage therapeutic service. Any questions that you have?
Hold on 1 second, Sheriff. Do you think you got all that recorded? Okay. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the sheriff?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the general business license for Brandy Dixon to provide massage therapeutic services. Listed at P.O. Box 537, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor...
I'm sorry. I do have a question.
Okay.
Sheriff, is this anticipated to have a physical location or to be a mobile business?
No, I was thinking about that as you all were starting to make the motion. Yes, it is a mobile service. The applicant does not anticipate a lot of customers coming to her place of residence. More, if someone needed services, she would be going to their location.
Great. Thank you. All right. Apologies.
No problem. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. Bring us on to item number 23, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible action, business license second readings, approval of A Motive Energy Telecommunications, located out of county at 1307 Stryker Avenue, Suite 110 in Sacramento, California. Sheriff? Oh, so who would handle this? Pete?
Yeah, I don't know. This one's probably separate just because the other two were special, right?
The Sheriff's Office items, these are community development standard.
Yeah. Okay, so this is just our regular second reading?
I think so.
All right, so just one business. So any public comment regarding item number 23? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business license listed as item A, Motive Energy Telecommunications.
Second your motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Bringing us right along to item number 24, which is public comment. Remember, public comment is limited to 3 minutes. No action will be taken. Yeah, Mike, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, as a Story County resident and not in my official capacity, I just wanted to say, number one, I'm very pleased to see that there's some attention being paid to our election system from both sides. I think that that system can only benefit from vigilant and transparent attention. So bravo, that is fantastic. Second item I wanted to talk about very quickly is the idea of vaccine mandates. I know there's been some talk about vaccine mandates. We are seeing these already at the federal level, maybe coming soon to the state level. And after that, of course, they're going to filter down to the local level. Now, while I have full faith and confidence in our Board of County Commissioners, I think it's very important that they have the best information available in order to make the best decisions possible on behalf of the county. In my opinion, vaccine mandates are a bad idea for agencies and employers. I have two main areas of concern. One of them is liability. There is no long-term data for any of the vaccines. We are currently 8 months into the rollout, and we are now starting to see data points. These are, of course, anecdotal right now until studies are completed. But there is some hard evidence to suggest that there is some number of injuries and adverse effects. And we're seeing multiple headlines in the news, some of which directly contradict each other, so obviously they cannot all be true. I would caution people against going with headlines as a basis for policy decisions or medical treatment decisions. Now, I've personally done a huge amount of research into this area, and the key here is sourcing. Most articles are, of course, going to point to a specific source. I would caution people, make sure you vet that source before making any decisions about your healthcare. All medical decisions should be made with informed consent, and this, of course, requires people to do their homework, make the best decision possible for them. An agency or employer that mandates a medical treatment, device, or medicine is gambling at best. There are very few treatments, devices, or medicines that are appropriate for every single human across the board. Any agency or employer could require every employee to eat a sugar cube before coming to work. Probably harmless in general, a little energy burst in the morning. But that would not be the case for a diabetic or hypoglycemic person. These cannot and should not be blanket applied. The exemption to liability, in my opinion, will not stand. In my opinion, the county is assuming undue exposure to liability in the event of an injury or death associated with a vaccine. Now, if the courts do the wrong thing, in my opinion, and let stand the immunity from liability for employers and agencies, this could potentially create a dangerous condition wherein the county is blamed by an injured person with no recourse. You see where I'm going there. We are a freedom-based culture here, and we should proceed under that paradigm. At the very least, the county should take a prudent wait-and-see course for now. I am not personally anti-vax, but I feel that it should be an informed decision at the individual level. And the county, if they want to promote vaccinations, I think that's fine too. The second concern I have here is attrition. New York State is a good candidate for observation with regard to the effects of a mandate. A large number of healthcare workers have been or will shortly be terminated. This is going to be on top of an existing shortage of healthcare workers. These same workers manned their posts during the height of the pandemic and are observably fine. This ham-handed approach to the vaccine has already resulted in a crisis in the healthcare industry's personnel sector, among others. I do concede that correlation is not causation, but it is strongly indicative of relationship between probable cause and observable effect. NDOT right now has been experiencing a huge attrition rate. There are currently 500 job openings listed right now. This is an unusually large number, and this wave of turnover started about the time they started requiring weekly testing for employees. Now, I could go on about the problems with the testing, the undeclared ingredients in the vaccine, as demonstrated by independent accredited laboratories and peer-reviewed published papers, the obvious logical fallacies and the arguments for the mandates. Yes, sir?
I don't want to cut you off, but I've got you at 4 minutes now. Public comment at 3 minutes, to be fair to everybody.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
All right. Sorry to cut you off, Mike. Is there any other public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, that will bring us on to item number 25. This is adjournment of all active and recess boards on the agenda. We will see you all in 2 weeks. Have a nice day. Meeting is adjourned.